Put some Kahlua in my coffee, too. Oh, wait. Mic's on? Crap.
Whoops.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Beyonce's father, he also, of course, is dad to Solange Knowles, he has revealed to Good Morning America that he has been diagnosed with breast cancer. And here is Beyonce's dad and former manager.
For years, I played a dual role as manager and as father.
Yes.
Today, I play the role, I don't play the role, I actually live the role 100% as their father.
So this is really alarming, but about 245,000 cases of breast cancer are diagnosed in women and just 2,200 in men each year in the United States. So this is wonderful in a way because it'll bring awareness to men that they need to be checking all, just like women.
Yeah, I never really think, I mean, like, I got man boobs, so I guess I got breasts, but
Felt for, like, lumps or anything like that? You should. Well, he's doing it now. Now it's awkward, but you should.
No. Here, will you feel?
No.
Thanks for caring.
You do that yourself. That's a good skill for you to learn. So, of course, we wish him the best. I'll keep you updated on that. Well, Lil Nas X returned to his high school in Atlanta. And all the students, of course, went absolutely crazy. And here's Lil Nas X telling CBS this morning how he really dreamt his success into existence.
I was dreaming that last year around this time, I would make a huge footprint in music, and I would get up there as quick as I could, and I wouldn't have to wait as long as other people would. That's honestly, like, was my goal.
The power of manifestation. I totally believe it. Lil Nas X says he's taking a break, a much-needed break, which, Joe, I know you think is a huge mistake because he's at the height of his success, but he's going to do it anyway.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I understand he's busy, but it's like, dude, continue. Build it. Establish that you're not a one-hit wonder. You okay over there?
I'm just choking on a nut. An almond.
What did you just say?
I'm choking on an almond.
God, this show is a hot mess today.
Moving on.
You're lucky you're hearing this live.
I can continue with Gigi Hadid. She escorted a crasher off the runway at a fashion show in Paris. This comedian / prankster jumped on, and Gigi was not having it.
I just thought that, like, one Vogue cover was cool, and so I never even imagined, like, what it would be like to have 20 or even looked up, like, what record for that.
Okay, so this is, like, a big thing apparently overseas. Have you ever seen a prankster at, like, a public event, red carpet?
Yeah, like, they do such celebrities. Like, I think Will Smith had a guy try to kiss him or something.
Yes, and this actually happened to Justin Timberlake. He was with his beautiful wife, Jessica Biel, Louis Vuitton's fashion show in Paris. And there was a comedian that kind of, like, jumped and grabbed them on the red carpet, of course, taken down by security. It never lasts very long. But anyway, Gigi, and she's a tall lady. She took things into her own hands and escorted the prankster off the runway. Get this, Matt Damon turned down the leading role in Avatar. Remember that, the huge movie, and there were tons of them and more to come for us? It would have been a $250+ million payout. Here's a little from the movie if you forget.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are not in Kansas anymore. You are on Pandora.
You should see your faces.
We have an indigenous population called the Na'vi. They are very hard to kill.
Ooh, okay, so he turned down the lead role of Jake Sully, and he really regrets it, A, for the massive payday, B, for the chance to work with, of course, James Cameron. He just told a British GQ that he really, really regrets that. I mean, think about, can you even fathom
that paycheck? That's a buttload of money. That's a lot.
And you have a series. I mean, I guess he was doing the Bourne series, so he also had success with that, but it's very interesting. I mean, Sam Worthington, who got the lead role, is like, thank you.
Thank you very much. I don't have to ever do anything again with my life.
Exactly.
Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show.